The Alaska Supreme Court is hearing oral arguments on Wednesday in a lawsuit about the recall election effort against Governor Mike Dunleavy. Live streaming Gavel Alaska video coverage will be available at ktoo.org. Schedule permitting, it may be broadcast live on 360 North Television as well. The arguments in State Division of Elections versus Recall Dunleavy are scheduled for 1:30 p.m. Wednesday.
Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. My last guests today are City Manager Rory Watt and Mayor Beth Weldon, here for one of our daily updates on COVID-19 as it relates to CBJ operations and daily life. Hello to both of you.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, of course. Thanks again so much for joining us, for your time. We'll get right into it here. What's new or breaking as of this afternoon?
Well, as people know, last night we passed a resolution mandating people in the city and borough of Juneau to hunker down related to COVID-19. That's probably our big news, and it goes into effect here at 5 p.m., so in about an hour. And basically, it's a stay-home order that all people in CBJ shall stay at home as much as possible, except to work in critical jobs, to buy, sell, or deliver groceries or other important goods, such as those sold by critical businesses, to receive or provide health care, and to get fresh air without contacting others. And if you do leave your home, you have to maintain social distances of at least 6 feet from any person outside your household. So that was our big news from last night.
All right.
I'll let Rory speak to it a little further.
Yeah, the Assembly worked hard into the night. We had another marathon session trying to figure out the right approach. And for the public, I really think take the simple message to heart. All people stay at home as much as possible. I think that if we could just hammer that one point, we're sort of at the point where the governor and Dr. Zink are giving stronger and stronger guidance, and our part locally is limit contact with other people as much as possible.
All right. A question about the business closure. What businesses are able to stay open? Can you give some examples?
Sure. We call them critical businesses, and there's a list on our website that's attached to our mandate, so that's pretty good. But general categories is healthcare operations, anything critical infrastructure, and that's like the barges, public works, shipping, and that example, first responders or emergency management personnel, critical government functions, grocery stores, supermarkets, that kind of items. Businesses that provide food, shelter, and social services and other necessities of life for economically disadvantaged, communication services, gas stations and auto supply and towing company, banks and mortgage companies, hardware stores, plumbers, electricians, mailing and shipping services, laundromats, dry cleaners. We already talked about the restaurants and breweries and other facilities that can do takeout only, so they're not having public contact. So those are some of the examples.
All right. Anything to add to that?
There are many examples, and I'll just steer everybody back to the main question. If you can stay home, stay home, right?
Right.
We have to keep the business needs of the community going. And really, I think what the Assembly is doing is calling on people to stay at home as much as possible so that they don't have to take severe action. So really a call to everybody, do your part. We're beyond hand washing, as the first line of defense. Do your part and stay at home as much as possible.
Right, and the other message we're trying to get to is if you can telecommute or work from home, that's much more preferable than having to go into work. So it's all part of the stay at home. If you can do your business or do your job at home, that's even better.
Safer at home, right. I know people are... Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, so the city, we're trying to, pivot our operations. So, do work with us by email and by telephone. The city offices are still doing business. We still need to keep all kinds of things happening, yet we're not really open to drop-in. So, for example, Community Development Department is doing business by email and over the phone to limit the contact. And if businesses in the community can figure out a different way to do their services during this tough time, you know, by phone and email, that really helps a lot.
Okay. I have another follow-up question about businesses. I think people are kind of wondering about these businesses that might be in the gray area, like breweries, distilleries, and dispensaries. Are they allowed to remain open, or will they be shutting down as well?
Our city manager was tasked to make all those determinations, so I'll let him answer that.
Oh, hard job.
Yeah, I probably answered that about 50 times today.
Sorry.
The way I answered, oh, no, that's all right. I mean, I signed up for this, so that's just the way it is. So the answer always is, the intent is everybody stay home as much as possible.
Right.
All right, that's, so you always get that intent. So if you're a non-critical business, you must close to the public, right? So if you close to the public and you're, you know, a small business and you're just in your office with yourself, that's fine. So non-critical businesses close to the public and encourage telecommuting for their workers and maximize the social distancing. For critical business entities, really it's kind of the same thing. I mean, it's do business, but really adhere to that 6-foot separation if you're a critical business, and you know, compound it with the governor's order on gatherings. No groups of more than 10 per the governor. Nobody within 6 feet of each other unless they're family members. So the governor's order and our hunkering down go together. And I would say the hunkering down, it's even tighter than the governor's. It says try harder.
Okay. Well, thanks again for answering that question again from me. Add me to the list of people that ask you that. What's happening going forward? Are there any other meetings scheduled this week?
Yes, we'll have another meeting on Thursday night. So between now and when we deem the crisis, if we will, over with, we'll be having regular meetings Monday and Thursday just to make sure the Assembly gets COVID updates. And we also share those updates with the public.
Okay. We are just about out of time. Is there anything you guys want to add before you go? I know we'll speak to you again in the morning.
So just what Rory said, we're just pushing the message to take care of yourself, wash your hands, stay social distancing, wipe down all the countertops, and I interrupted Rory, so I'll let him finish.
Yes, the mayor and I are socially distancing ourselves, so that's why I keep tripping over her. In our meeting on Thursday night, again, not with the governor's mandate, we can't have an open meeting, but we're going to have the phone line available so that you can call in and listen. So new method for us having public meetings.
Okay, well, thanks for being good examples for the rest of us. And again, thank you so much for your time. And there's a lot of information on the CBJ website. You can get a lot of questions answered there, too. So I urge people to check that out if they're still wondering. Thanks again to you both, and we will talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Shelley.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.